really good to us. Real adventure setting this up for everyone. Before we start, I have Ted Cochran to give us a quick introduction of the NAR here. Ted?
Thank you. First, I want to thank Bob and NTMA, and I think he deserves a round of applause. Even before we go out. Give you another round of applause after you play, however it goes. It's just the way we are here. So I want to welcome you to the NAR's 55th annual meet. Hard to believe 55 years, right? 55 years ago, I was four. Some of you weren't born yet. In fact, almost all of you, right? We'll just pretend that's true. And that was a year after Sputnik. It was 3 years before Shepard. It was 11 years, I guess, before Neil Armstrong. In all that time since then, we've seen the shuttle and Skylab and Orbital Sciences and SpaceX, Taylor Composites. So there's this huge history there that we've been a part of, that we've been flying through all this time. And for all that time, we've been engaged in this friendly but pretty rigorous competition. Usually friendly, but very rigorous. Trying to get that last foot from a Newton second, so the last second of duration time from every Newton second that we fly. And we've gotten pretty good at that, right? We've been able to turn collections of cardboard and plastic into perfect models of real rockets. We've been able to, even Neil Armstrong, for all his achievements, never got 30, what was it, 30? I looked this up. I got to write this, read this up. 3,966 feet of altitude on a C impulse. So not even Neil Armstrong could do that. So that's what we do. We try to advance our own field, our own hobby, and in some ways we advance all of aerospace at the same time. If you look at some of the amateur activities that are going on these days, a lot of that started with kids like you guys and people like us. So it was. A lot of us got hooked, had a moment at some point in our life where we saw this collection of cargo that we built do better than we expected, or do everything we wanted and more. We got hooked on this hobby. Some of you will have moments like that this week. I hope all of us have moments like that this week, and I hope you go back to your clubs and help other kids have and adults have moments just like that, because that's who we are, that's what we do. We want to keep doing this. We want to keep having fun. I want to see you guys at the 110th NARAM in 2068. Some of us will be here. Hope you will, too. So go out and have fun this week. Be safe. Fly well.
All right. Thanks, Ted. Before we get started on rules and all that, I'd like to say a couple of real public thank yous. First thank you is, I hope he's here, Mike Nowak. He's not here. Mike is responsible for all the amenities that we've had at this hotel. So everybody, if you like your hotel, please thank him, give him a hand. He's really worked hard. It's been an ordeal for him. Secondly, I would like to thank our webmaster and treasurer and basically everything catch-all, Wolfram and Von Parsi. Please stand up. He's Mr. Shy. Next, I have our facilities manager and another catch-all. He does everything. It's with what I miss. So, Mark Reckonwald, please stand up. And next, I have two really special thank yous for two very special people that are here with us tonight. Vern Estes and Glenda Estes, the founders of the hobby. Everyone, we owe them a thank you and a real hand of applause. Okay, as you have all received a registration packets at
no registration
They did not all have them?
No.
Okay.
They were handed out separately at the registration table.
Okay. Well, they should. Everyone should have one of these with it. It has all the rules and.
We have a ton of extras.
Yeah. So please, if you don't have one of these, pick one up. It's got all the rules for NARM and the range.
They will be at the range then.
Okay. A little bit of nostalgia. Several of the members of the club are old Snort members, and so we made the cover look like an old issue of Snort News. For those of you who have been around a while, you'll remember Snort News. And first, let's get into some of the rules here. The schedule's in the brochure. The map of the hotel is in the brochure. And it tells you where all of the functions are going to be at, and there's at least 3 pages of that. Moving on into the brochure a little farther, you'll see a picture. Good. Shows the field layout. This field layout shows where our field is at and the actual property that we're allowed to be on for the contest. Now, this picture is also our 10.4 area. If I'm standing in someone's yard or in someone's backyard or somewhere, and I can realize that my feet are in this picture, then I will 10.4 your model if it's in the street. If it's up high somewhere and it's unsafe to get on a wire or something like that. Now, speaking of on a wire, we have a very gracious sponsor in Ohio Edison. Ohio Edison is who has all those wonderful wires that are trapping the models. They're going to come out once a day and clean the wires for us. So if you get a little model stuck on the wire, it'll be cleaned off by the evening. And you can thank Mark Rechtenwald for that, because he really worked hard to get that sponsorship. So.
Question.
Yes?
You don't specify on your map where the tenting area is?
That's correct. And we're gonna fix this. There's an issue with the tenting area. Thank you. Okay, the tenting area where it is now, or where you saw it today, is fine. We move the baseline for the trackers, and as long as you don't go north of, there's a mowed path that goes across, as long as you don't go north of that mowed path, you'll be okay, because the trackers have to be able to see the entire launch range area. So if you look on your map, you'll see these two lines that go off from north, and then another one goes off to the contest range. If you can set up in between the first path and contest range. It's hard to see. Some edits didn't make it in. Sorry, guys. Absolutely. We're getting there. It's a part of the rule. Sport range, we had to move. It was located in the one corner, but a month ago, we had a nice little splash zone added to our field. So we had to move the sport range to accommodate that. Truly sorry, but it was out of our control. So like I said, as far as 10.4, this is your 10.4 error. Your model lands on this, in a tree, wherever, and it's unsafe, I will 10.4 it if it's 10.4 color. In your brochure, I talked about some of the general field flying rules. All the NAR safety codes will be abided by. We will not allow the possession of weapons or alcoholic beverages or controlled substances on the field. And these are all city rules for the city of Aurora. No use of rocket motors that are not on the combined motor certification list, and no high power. not certified for high power flights at our field. No static motor testing on the field. We prefer you just fly. You have to do static testing, that should probably have been done somewhere else. Please pick up your trash. If you there's plenty of trash containers out there. There's plenty of recycled containers. Recycled containers are marked cans, paper, and then trash. And please sort them accordingly so that we're not having to go dumpster diving and clean out the trash from the recycle bins. We don't like doing that. But you can easily do it for us when you put the stuff in the recycle bins. So pay attention to the labels that are on top of the recycle bins. No vehicle on the field at all except for our single golf cart. And that's for Narum people and Narum shuttle. There's no camping allowed on the field with one exception, and that is we have an on-site security group that's staying in the parking lot. They're the only ones who are allowed to camp. If you have any pets, please clean up after them because, again, this is a public park. Carry bags with you, whatever you got to do. And rocket flying is only allowed on the official ranges. We have two of them, sport range competition. If you have competition, bring it up. And anything that is practice for competition, you got to do it over the sport range. Sport RC aircraft, like the electric air planes that I've been seeing out, you're allowed to fly them. Just don't fly them over the contest range during the hours of 9 to 5 when people are out there. This is a basic AMA type rule. We want you to be safe. So if there's people over those ranges, don't fly. There is an area to the west of the field. It's a little bit long grass. Feel free to fly over there all you want to. Go in there and fly. That's kind of the general area for flying for sport RC models. After 5 o'clock, you know, feel free to fly. Use the runway, just respect the runway. That leads into what the walkways of the runway. When you go out to the field, you'll see tape that is marking the runway. We would like you to stay to the north side of the tape on the north tape line, and to the south in the pits area on the south line. We don't want you to generally walk across the runway. If a model lands on the runway, you're free to go get it. Just walk up to the runway where it is, and then go straight in and straight back out. Just try and minimize your traffic. If you are recovering a model and it's on a line, okay, walk your line. You don't have to go all the way around because that's going to be limited. So we're not trying to break you up on your line because they're pretty precious when you're doing recovery. Just the key is please stay off the runway. We are borrowing this from the Flying Aces of Aurora, and we have put in a lot of work to do that, to get that runway as smooth and nice as it is. So please just stay off the central part of the runway. Chris, you have a question?
Just look at the path around the contest range. They don't want that happening to the runway.
Right. Right. And look at the south or the west end of the runway where the trail comes down. It's already getting beat down. The grass is gone. We're going to have to resod that area as soon as the air comes over. Your gliders are going to be hand tossed in the clear areas of the field. Just be cautious of anybody walking by. All the frequency rules of the FCC for 72 megahertz or any aircraft band radio will be abided by. Frequency flags or tags will be issued up at the competition range. So if you have a 72 megahertz, come and get a pin so you can use it. Please do not turn on unless you have a pin. Once you get that pin, you own that frequency for that time you have it. We will be monitoring if anybody has any conflicts with frequencies. We'll know, and then you can sort that out with the other person. We'll let you know that the other person is, so you can keep that amongst yourself. If you have the 2.4 gigahertz radios, don't worry about frequency control. they manage themselves. As far as the finances go, they have agreed to cease all operations, so we have the deal for all RC here. So if you want to fly, go fly. It's no big deal. Just like I say, abide by the frequency rules. FRS radios, please do not transmit on channel 7849 of the FRS band. We're using those channels for on-field management of the field. So please don't transmit. If you have the FRS, please keep off of those three channels so we can communicate between the ranges. Support flying rules. You will bring all your models up and have them safety checked and get a PAT assignment. No loaders designated as HPR will be allowed. Sorry, again, we don't allow HPR at this field. You must present your badge. You know, Chris and everyone, I see you got them, so you have to have your badge when you come up, or you will not be allowed to fly. That's your pass to fly. All altimeters and other similar devices will be connected to ejection charges will be switched off or saved until on the pad. And no rockets will be allowed to be launched at an angle that will take them, cause a weathercock, over the houses to the south or any of the competition range or the parking areas. We'd like to stay safe. So please be mindful of how your models will fly. Accidents do happen. We don't want them to happen here, so be mindful and aim your models in an appropriate direction. The contest range rules, basically standard competition rules here. Ted said, model rocker is fun. Everyone is going to have a range duty assignment. We're working on distributing the range duty rosters right now. So everyone that has a range duty assignment, you must report for your range duty. If you do not, your competition flights won't count for that day. And please don't make me come and chase you down. It's not pleasant for me, so it just adds to the headache. So please look at the range duty assignment and follow it. Very important. All models must be checked in at the check-in table. Yes, Milo.
One to three.
3, so I had, until 3, you shut down. After you get your model checked in, you're going to be checked for NAR numbers and everything, so get your flight card. That will then be passed over to pad assignment. You'll be given a pad assignment. You can ask for a specific pad. You can put your equipment out on a specific pad if you want to, but there is going to be no stacking of cards. If somebody is already on pad 6 and you have your stuff on pad 6, you're going to have to wait for that slot to come back before you can go. We're not going to stack cards. So if you want to fly immediately, then feel free to move your stuff over to 7, 8, wherever you want to go. But you are allowed to leave your stuff out of the cab range if you want to. Then when you go out to the flight, you hook up your model, get it ready to fly. Use a little wooden paddle, hold them up. The RSO will acknowledge you, and then you will be first in the queue or next in the queue. And then you will get your flight. If we're having trouble with trackers or timers like something like that, the RSO will announce so. It gives you a chance to flag off and say, no, I don't want to fly now, because you might have missed your thermal, or maybe the wind kicked up on your altitude model and you don't want it. Misfires, of course, follow safety rules. Stay away for 60 seconds. If you misfire and you can fix it on the pad, without taking it back to your car, you don't have to recycle your car through check-in again. But if you have to take your model back to your car, then your replacement card will be recycled back through. You will have to get to pad assignment, the whole works. So that just keeps flow going. So if you have to take it back, you're giving up that pad for that time. Launching devices, if you have your own stuff, the only requirement for it is that you have to convince the RSO that it's long enough or good enough to provide guidance to the model for the start of the flight, so that you don't get excessive weathercocking or any kind of unstable flight. You'll have to convince your RSO of that. He can probably look at your stuff and say, okay, you got a 6-foot tower, I like that, go. But if you have a composite motor on piston, you might need to talk to him a little bit, because composite motors on pistons, I would like to see some kind of guidance tower or something after that. Black powder motors, not worried about the extra guidance, but you can pop them straight off the piston. So don't worry about the little tower that people are always having to build. If your model is needed for a return, you have until 5 o'clock on the field to do your return. You can then also, if you miss that return, you can bring it to me here at the hotel, typically sometime after 7. Give me time, a chance to shower and go get some dinner and then come back. You can show it to me and we'll check it back in at 7 o'clock. We will properly annotate your cards, and it is up to you, the contestant, to make sure that your card is marked as returned. If you bring it to me and show me your model, and I don't actually show you your card that says returned on it, that's your problem, because I might have misplaced or I might have written down somewhere that it's returned. So you actually see that card that says returned, it's your responsibility to make sure of that. There's one rule in here that says that I will go up to 2 miles as measured by GPS for the 10.4. Scratch that, because I showed you the picture of the range area where I will go for 10.4. All tracking in the manual, it did not get updated. In the manual, it says all tracking will be done to ejection. No. You might want to write this down. All tracking for a payload and or Seagull egg loss will be done to apogee. Tracking for half-bay altitude will be done to ejection. So you'll probably want to use your ejection powder on your half-bay altitude. But the other two, a payload and Seagull egg loss, will be done to apogee. You will have a master tracker out there who will be on the radio saying mark. So as soon as you see that thing go on apogee, that's where the tracker is going to lock. So that's going to be rule for tracking. All right. All the events are going to follow the pink book directly. And when it comes to handing out of eggs for the pink book, one second. I don't want to cough all over the room. The eggs, you will be issued two eggs when you come up for your check-in. You will not be given a chance to sort. You will not be given a chance to get your favorite numbers. You won't be given a chance to weigh and do anything you want to do to them. The person at check-in will reach in, grab the next two eggs, and hand them to you. Now,
what if it doesn't fit our capsule?
We're measuring them for 45 millimeters per the pink book.
How many people use a fractional leg capsule? Good luck to all of us.
It says a maximum of 45, and that's what they're going to be measured to. So, but it doesn't say that I have to let you sort them. It doesn't say I have to. It just says you will be issued two eggs. So, those two eggs are what you get. That's what you're going to fly. And per the pink book, also, you will fly those eggs again. Because the pink book says that you don't have to fly an egg that has been previously flown by another contestant. So we're trying to save a little bit of money and have you fly those eggs again. If they're broken, yeah, get two new eggs. But please try and keep track of your eggs and keep them in good shape so you can fly them again. I know this is going to make me a little unpopular, but it's pro bank fun. So, any questions?
I know from the egg where we got a ton of eggs, a lot of eggs.
I know.
We busted four eggs competitors.
We have to, because if they break the first set of eggs, then they have to have it at four.
That was done in case you smash your first.
Right. So I'm abiding by that.
A little bit.
David.
I've seen it before, a bus where you can take back to the table and load it up, crisp and ball and break the bag before you can launch it.
Sure. But he doesn't get to come back and pick. That's
the top of the year during tracking events, people are told over and over again, make sure you've got tracking covered. We're gonna track an apogee on two of the three events. Are you saying that tracking powder is certainly not recommended?
I'm not saying it. Unless your model is going to eject at apogee and guarantee, then the tracking powder is probably not going to help that much because these events are low flying events. The two that we're tracking to apogee.
But there can be individuals here who may have spent a lot of time working on designs that may bump that bust the normal curve and suddenly the trackers are like, well, they've all been here. Where's your model? Well, we went up there. Well, we weren't looking there because there was nothing to look for. Tracking powder saved my butt so many times, and I tracked for years.
I never said don't use it.
No, but it's not going to do me any good if they're looking for apogee. And why would I add it to my model?
I don't know.
Why request tracked apogee?
What's
that? Can we have
to do all that again?
Why would you do this?
Yeah, it, per the pink book, it all has to be the same. I can't say in the middle of the thing, okay, that tractive apathy is not working, let's go tractive ejection. It's all going to be the same for everyone, for all flights. So we're tracking to apathy, and I'm doing this per request of several experienced trackers who have said,
I'm an experienced tracker. I wasn't ever recommended.
Well, so am I.
And I get it.
Yes, sir.
If the person calling the mark doesn't see it, but he sees the tracker's cloud, would it be appropriate for him to call Mark at that time?
If that's what he sees, then that's what he's going to call. Okay. Everyone will be tracking on that spot.
Right.
Yes, sir.
We have flown the payload event in our region. Without using my binocular, I cannot see what's happening to my payload line. But if it's a cloudy day or something, they disappear.
I'm hoping for the best too. So.
I will be sorry.
That's fine.
But I want to be able to do it.
Yep. I'm just alerting everyone that we are tracking to Apogee per recommendations from several experienced trackers who I have high faith in. Any other questions? Yes, sir.
We know who our trackers are going to be. Can we put it to a boat as a tracker?
Can you what?
Can we put it to a boat as a tracker?
No.
No.
Yeah, they're fixed. Good to be the king.
What will the pitchfork talk about?
Major Bob.
Yeah.
Okay. Bob.
Schedule question on Wednesday with the shortened day. What are the actual hours before shift on Wednesday?
I'll post those.
When?
I'll post them. Don't worry about it. They'll be posted in the morning, okay? I may even get them posted this evening, okay?
Thank you.
Yes,
if I have a question that's not a competition question, but a banquet question, should I talk to you later?
Yeah, talk to me later. Well, go ahead now, because other people might have the same question. Go ahead now. Other people might have the same question.
I'm just talking to them, not going to be important, so I wonder if I can return my ticket.
Oh. I don't know. We'll have to get with Mike and Wolfram and see what we can do. Okay? Yes, sir. There is a fishing pole on Sport Range. So if you've lost something in our splash zone, yeah, go ahead. Go ahead and borrow it. And it's got a real nice big hook on it, so hopefully we'll be able to get it back.
Is there a robot?
No, there's no robot.
Even.
You could probably walk through it. Yeah, the worst case of this is it maybe goes up to your knees. But I wouldn't want to walk in that water. I know what that means. Any other questions? All right. Everyone, thank you. Welcome to NEAR 55. One last question for Tim. Yes.
Where's the terminal for our Army?
That's in the room right across the hall here.
Another question?
Yes.
Another question?
Yes.
If anyone has the issue with the third Army,
already done. Already done.
Already good.
I forgot about that.
I don't know if you got on the website, but we got to sign in our banner on our website.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. So we are our staff. Thank you very much.
He was behind me.
I just want to thank you again for signing our banner. And it was up on our website.
Bravo!
Yeah. Everybody in the club is so happy. So
we're going to make a lot of